Welcome to Victorious Faith Ministries Radio Outreach Broadcast with your host, Pastor Ernest Young III of St. Luke Fellowship Church, where everybody is somebody and Jesus Christ is Lord. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you on today through the knowledge of God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for tuning in into the Victorious Faith Ministries Radio Outreach Broadcast to hear the living, uncompromising Word of God. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, say that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Tell your friends and neighbors to tune into the Victorious Faith Ministries Radio Outreach Broadcast to hear some exciting news coming from the Word of God. And this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. We want to say to all of our listeners on today, Merry Christmas, and we pray that this be the best Christmas of your life. The greatest gift that you can receive this Christmas day, it is the gift of eternal life. The Bible declares in the Gospel of John chapter 3 and verse 16, for God so loved you that he gave you his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in his Son, what he therefore did through his death, burial, and resurrection, can receive eternal life. It's a free gift. You can't earn it. You can't pay for it. It is given unto you. You simply accept what Jesus Christ has accomplished for you and me through his death, burial, and resurrection. And for that, we ought to be grateful and thankful for all that God is doing. The Word of God declares that Jesus Christ, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We can give him praise and thanks. So on today, we want to say to all of you, Merry Christmas, and we pray that this Christmas day be the greatest day of your life. Praise God, because we have something to be grateful for, and we want to finish this year strong. And in order to finish strong, you must have an attitude of gratitude. Let the Lord know that you are grateful for all that he has done, what he is doing, and what he's going to do in your very near future. For the Lord, he is good, and his mercies endure forever. Say it with us. For the Lord, he is good, and his mercies endure forever. We want you to know that God the Father loves you. If you are the only one on the planet today, today is your day, because God loves you. He has a plan and a purpose for your life, and you are valuable and unique to God. Stop trying to be a copy and be an original. Be whom God has made you to be. And in order to discover your real purpose, you must discover and make Jesus Christ your Savior and your Lord. And when you do, you can discover the plan and the will that God has for your life. We love you on today, and we know that God has the best in store for you. Your future is bright. Praise God. And there is something greater that God wants to do in your life today. Praise the Lord. We are living in the worst of times, but we are living in exciting times, because we are living in the last days, the end times, and the Word of God is being fulfilled. And we must be prepared and ready to meet the Lord, either through the grave or in the air. If you were to die in the next 5 minutes, are you ready to meet the Lord? You are the only one that can answer that question. And on today, we want to help you make the right decision for your life. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord, we urge and encourage you to make Jesus Christ your Savior and your Lord today. We are living in a critical time in history, because we are seeing the Word of God being fulfilled. Bible prophecies are coming to pass, and we must be prepared and ready to go back with the Lord Jesus Christ, either through the grave or in the air. Are you ready to go back with the Lord Jesus Christ? Praise God. We want you to grab your Bible, your notepad, and something to write with. We're going back into our teaching entitled Seven Enemies to Our Faith. These are not the only enemies, but these are the major enemies that will trip you up, derail you from fulfilling the will and the plan of God for your life. Let us go back into the study of God's word and remember something good is about to happen to you on today. Praise God. Turn in your Bible once again to 1 Timothy chapter 6, and we're going to read verse number 12. This verse is our golden text for this teaching entitled Seven Enemies to Our Faith. We have looked at the first two enemies, and then we're going to go on and look at the remaining enemies to our faith. Now, these are not the only enemies to our faith. There are many, but I believe these are the seven major enemies that will stop, prohibit, or derail us from fulfilling the will and the plan of God for our lives. Now, let us read verse 12. The Apostle Paul is writing to his spiritual son, Timothy, but also he's writing unto us. And these letters that the Apostle Paul wrote to his son, Timothy, these are the last two letters written by the great Apostle Paul. And so we read verse number 12, stop at the comma. It reads, fight the good fight of faith. Let's read it one more time. Fight the good fight of faith. Notice the word fight is emphasized in this verse twice. Number one, it points out to us that we have an opponent. We have an enemy. And we know who the enemy is. It is Satan and the kingdom of darkness. He does not want you to make God head of your life. In other words, he does not want you to believe and trust in God. He comes to stop and prohibit you from trusting in God so you will not fulfill and complete the reason why you were born. Now notice the verse says that we have an opponent, but notice the fight. He says, fight the good fight. Fight the good fight of faith. How can a fight be good? The only way a fight can be good is because you won. You have already been declared the winner. You are not fighting to get victory. You already have victory through the finished work of Jesus Christ, through the cross of Jesus Christ. Everything was paid for at the cross. So Satan is already defeated. Satan, who is an archangel, he's not God. He has already been defeated by Jesus Christ. Secondly, Jesus has already defeated sin. Jesus is the cure for sin. Satan is not your problem. Sin is not your problem. The greatest enemy that we face is found in Hosea 4 and verse number 6. We perish for a lack of knowledge. We do not have knowledge of God's word. Amen. And so it is very important that you grow in your spiritual walk with Jesus Christ. The greatest pursuit, the greatest aspiration that you can have, it is to grow in life. You must yearn to learn. You must yearn to grow. And we need to grow in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, we need to develop our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says we are only required to fight only one fight. We should not be fighting the devil, because that's the wrong fight. You should not be fighting demons or people, because you're fighting the wrong fight. The Bible declares you must fight the good fight of faith. It's a good fight because you are already declared the winner through what Jesus Christ has done for you through his death, burial, and resurrection. Now, the Bible says we must fight a fight of faith. The Bible also tells us that we should walk by faith and not according to our senses. The greatest enemy to faith is sight. Stop looking at what is going on externally and begin to look at what God has spoken in His Word. The Bible declares that we must learn to fight the good fight of faith, because it is impossible to please God without faith, and the enemy is out to do one thing. He wants to derail you from believing and functioning in faith to fulfill the will and the plan of God for your life. Write this down if you have not already. A lack of knowledge of the Word of God will hinder us and hold us hostage in bondage, because you cannot act upon God's word beyond your knowledge of God's word. We gave you a definition for faith. Write it down. Faith is hearing God's word, believing God's word, acting on God's word, and then resting in the Lord. It's all four of those components. Faith is hearing God's word. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 says, faith cometh by hearing, present tense, and hearing the word of God. Faith is hearing God's word, believing God's word, acting on God's word, and then rest in the Lord. Amen. And you rest in the Lord by giving Him praise and thanks for what He has already done. Amen. And so the Word of God tells us that we must operate by faith if we're going to defeat the enemy, which is coming to stop us from fulfilling the will and the plan of God for our lives. So write this down. Your faith will grow with an understanding of the Word of God. Your faith will grow with an understanding of the Word. Write this down, and then we're going to move on. Your faith level is directly related to the degree of God's Word dwelling in your spirit or in your heart, and that is the word which you live by daily. I'm going to say that again. Your faith level is directly related to the degree of God's word dwelling in your spirit, man, in your heart, and the words by which you daily live by every day of your life. That's why the word of God declared that the just shall live by faith. We are required, if we're going to please the Lord, we must live a life of faith. Now, we have given unto you the first two enemies. We're talking on seven enemies to our faith. And so the first two enemies to our faith, number one is a lack of understanding that you are a new creation in Christ Jesus.